Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In federal court in Boston this morning, lawyers for James Whitey Bulger resumed their cross-examination of Bulger's former criminal partner, Stephen Flemmie, who's implicated Bulger in numerous acts of murder and extortion in his testimony. But in the final minutes of yesterday's court session, Flemmie, a convicted murderer, was himself confronted with accusations. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
79 years old and with the memory of an elephant, Stephen Flemmie trampled over the defendant as soon as the prosecution unchained him. Quickly, he implicated Bulger in two murders he hadn't even seen. Back in May 1982, Flemmie said, he got a phone call from Bulger announcing that the gang had killed Brian Halloran, just as Bulger and Flemmie had earlier decided. They believed he had become an informant. And Bulger had killed a second man as well who had been with Halloran, Michael Donahue. Next, Flemmie implicated Bulger in the murder of Boston businessman John Callahan, once again corroborating the accounts of other government witnesses at this trial. Then, on to three murders in the basement of a house in South Boston, Flemmie trudged. With the defendant hunched over and once again unengaged, the prosecutor, Fred Wyshack, asked, "Who killed Bucky Barrett?" "Jim Bulger," said Flemmie, tying Bulger to murder number four for the morning. "On the way down the stairs, he shoots him in the head. There's no reason. Why? There was no reason why he had to shoot him." Number five was John McIntyre. "He shot him in the head," said Flemmie. Last came murder number six of Flemmie's own stepdaughter, Deborah Hussey, who from age four was raised in Flemmie's house. Flemmie said Hussey was a drug addict. She was down at the combat zone, Boston's red light district, getting arrested and becoming an embarrassment. And Flemmie said Bulger wanted her dead. So Deborah Hussey was strangled to death by Bulger. And Flemmie took out her teeth as another corroborating witness, Kevin Weeks, watched. But the Hussey murder is trouble for the government star witness. She had a secret. Here is Billy St. Croix, the son of Stephen Flemmie and the stepbrother of Deborah Hussey, talking to me in Florida back in May.
The truth is, Debbie had a secret, and that secret was my father was sexually abusing her. And let's be very clear, that is why Debbie was murdered.
"Did you have a sexual relationship with Deborah Hussey?" asked prosecutor Fred Wyshack. "Not intercourse, no," said Flemmie. He was parsing, of course. Yet instead of pressing Flemmie on that evasive answer, Wyshack turned in a different direction. For Flemmie, the unpleasantness was over. But with 15 minutes left to the day, defense attorney Hank Brennan sought to capitalize on what the prosecution had avoided. "Is it hard for you to accept the fact you strangled someone who sat on your knee as a little girl?" "I didn't strangle her." Kevin Weeks has testified that Flemmie did strangle her after Bulger had already strangled her. The elephant was retreating. Brennan, "Were you abusing her sexually?" Flemmie, "You talking about intercourse or oral sex? I never inflicted any abuse on her. That was consensual." You could hear gasps in the courtroom. Here's legal analyst David Frank.
"I can't imagine that there was one juror in this trial sitting there listening to it and thinking that that was an appropriate response, to somehow make this distinction between oral sex and sexual intercourse with a young lady who he bounced on his knee as a child."
And the defense suddenly looked like it was uncovering wrongdoing the prosecution had chosen not to put before the jurors itself. Once again, the jury was reminded that some of the government's key witnesses are monsters, even when they may be telling the truth about Bulger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.